Taking Stock. When I was a teenager and we had moved to Idaho, it was very challenging for both of my parents to find work. When we moved from California, my dad had worked for the telephone company for almost 30 years. My mom had done insurance, and there just wasn't a very good economy in Idaho when we moved. And so while I was in high school, my dad ended up working down in a town called Ogden, which was about 2 hours away. And I will never forget, because people would ask my dad, like, "Hey, what are you doing for work?" And he was designing and engineering telephone pole deployments, basically telephone system deployments in Ogden. And he sort of, he really downplayed it. And the way he downplayed it was, "Hey, yeah, you know, they call me an engineer. I'm not an engineer." You know, he kind of went to some college and stuff. So I think, I don't know, but he sort of downplayed it. And he was just like, "Yeah, they call me an engineer. I design where telephone poles go, how telephone lines are deployed." And it was actually like, I mean, it was actually probably the best gig by many measures. But he downplayed it, very self-deprecating about it. And I'm reminded of that because, you know, in building DA, there is this element of that. Because he would downplay it in the sense that, "Oh yeah, I've been setting up telephone poles for 30 years, so now they figured I have enough experience to design where they go." And I think of those words because, like, here I've been building websites for so many years, and over time, just more and more important websites, more revenue implications, and laying big, like just having a bigger and bigger impact. And then I just at some point had the audacity to say, "Well, I'm going to build the product that I want to build, that I would want to use." And I love having a parallel story to my dad's story. And what's interesting is, you know, we have gotten so much pushback, and luckily, yes, that has all kind of mostly dissipated. There are still some outliers. And in fact, one of the outliers was like, "I gotta be honest, I'm not, you know," and we had kind of a little bit of a heart to heart. And this person has been a detractor, because what would happen is I would share some sort of thing that we had built or something that I thought was interesting. I'd share it on social media, like LinkedIn or something. And then it would filter out to this person, and this person would be like, "Don't you do that. Don't you talk about this. You're not allowed to talk about this." And it's like, dude, I'm just sharing my story. So when we had this heart to heart, I distilled down sort of the last year and a half of my life, which was, I wanted to build something that I wanted to use, and I wanted to share my experiences building something that everyone, including me, considered impossible. And when I shared those experiences, it resonated with people. It resonated with our customers. It resonated with other engineers. It resonated with content creators. And it just slowly picked up steam. And I probably have enough swagger, I think, especially in the workplace, to not be as self-deprecating as my father was, as my dad was. But there's still this, like, there is this still this like tinge of like, holy shit, like, what am I doing? but I will say I'm about to head into one of our most important conference of the year, especially for me. This is my Super Bowl. And in a lot of ways, this is a coming out party for DA. We also, a couple of weeks ago, our first, what I call our first external customer shipped their site, which is just an incredible achievement for them and for us. Because it's one thing to build something. You can kind of think of it as like there's people who build projects and there's people who build products. Building a product is a very different, it's very similar, but it's very different. And there is so much that goes into building a product that is not necessarily, a project is like you kind of have something in front of you and it's like, okay, you're gonna accomplish this. A product is like really shaping, it's shaping narrative and it's sales and it's prioritization and it's so much more than just a project. And that I knew better, but in a lot of ways I just sort of felt like if we just keep our heads down and build something great, everything will sort of take care of itself. And in a lot of ways, maybe that's exactly what happened, but it doesn't feel like that. It feels like I had to go chase after things. I had to go chase after collaborations. I had to go chase after getting people to care, and I had to chase after people getting excited and all of these things. There was so much more involved because before it was sort of like, hey, we need you to build this thing. It was like, okay. And then we just built it. There was already kind of this need there. And you could argue, yeah, there was already a need for this product, but that wasn't guaranteed. But this is me taking stock of a kind of callback to my dad's history. You know, it's like, yeah, I've built enough websites and I've been around long enough. I guess I should start making something that helps other people build websites. Just like him and working with and designing telephone infrastructure. But just immensely proud of the team, the resilience. I am proud of what I personally have been able to do. We are just getting started. The conversations that I'm having right now, it's very clear that this is just the beginning and there's still just a ridiculous amount of work to do. But I think there's a stillness to the accomplishment in the sense that we have less to prove now. And that in a way is its own sense of peace. So I feel a sense of peace right now, even though we're scrambling to get everything ready for this big conference and I'm helping people, making sure that they're successful in using DA. But there is a calmness and a sense of like, okay, like we can chill out a little bit. We don't have to be like balls to the wall, like going hardcore working every single weekend. Like I don't have to do this anymore. Now, work is a hobby, so if I want to and it's fun, sure, but overworking is not in the cards. I really need to scale that back. But big conference next week, the Super Bowl, get to see a lot of friends that I only get to see one or two times a year. It's going to be real fun, and I will talk to you later. Bye.